Okay, thank you. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,908. N. Curtis Walls and Travis W. Walls seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for an office, sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Clendaniel Pond Road, approximately 636 feet north of Fleetown Road. The 901 address is 9483 Clendaniel Pond Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 148. Again, it's for a special use exception. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and we did receive one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. With me tonight are father and son, Curtis Walls and Travis Walls, and they will be sworn in near the end of my application to give testimony.
David, it's nice to see you back other than a billboard.
That's part of the... No, I'm just kidding. It's good to see you back, Mr. Rickards, as well as you, Mr. Cowell.
Thank you.
There's an extended absence
from the board.
I'm sure you're both glad that you're here and not otherwise disposed like you were previously.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tonight's application is for a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office, as it's stated in the zoning code. And this office would be used by Delmarva Petroleum Service. Delmarva Petroleum Service has been in business since 1999, and the property that we are here for tonight was purchased by Mr. Walls, the two Mr. Walls who are sitting here to my right and your left in 2011. A copy of their deed is included in the exhibit notebook that was just handed down to you at tab 2. The Petroleum Service was previously located along Route 36. Tonight's application is for the property, which is along Clendaniel Pond Road, which you can see on the tax map, which Ms. Cornwell just put up on the screen in front of you. There are other tax maps, actually the exact same tax map, is included in the exhibit notebook at tab 3, both with and without the aerial overlay. The property is zoned AR1, and on June 21st of this past year, in 2016, County Council granted Delmarva Petroleum Services a conditional use to operate their contracting business at the property that's the subject of tonight's application. So that would mean that with tonight's application, the Walls and Delmarva Petroleum Service will have completed the hat trick of public hearings in Sussex County, as they've appeared in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission, County Council, and now in front of this body. The Delmarva Petroleum needs this office space as its business has grown and seeks this special use exception to add a manufactured home structure that is 13 by 70 in size. A copy of the title of this manufactured home and actually pictures of the home are included at, or structure are included at tabs 6 and 7 in your exhibit notebook. In the application, it states that the manufactured home that's the subject of tonight's application, there's a drawing that shows it, and that's part of tab 1, one of the last pages, shows the office trailer as being 14 by 70, and it is in fact 13 by 70, so it's actually 1 foot smaller than what was in shown on that application. If you look at tab 4, you will see the conditional use application and where it is in the process. The conditional use, as I mentioned a moment ago, was approved on June 21st of this past year by County Council. Since then, the applicants have submitted a preliminary site plan, and the comments from the Planning and Zoning Office on that preliminary site plan are included, as I mentioned a moment ago, at tab 4. The Walls are in the process and working through obtaining final site plan approval for that conditional use. The one thing that's sort of remarkable about the history of this and how they got here is most often when there are uses such as this that you find on roads like Clendaniel Pond Road in Sussex County, the reason why those things have come to the attention of the Planning and Zoning Office for things like a conditional use is because a complaint has been filed and a notice of violation has been given, and then oftentimes what the Planning and Zoning Commission sees is applicants who are here in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission or the board seeking forgiveness rather than permission. And to the Walls' credit, they actually did this in the opposite. They realized, or they discussed, rather, whether or not what they were doing is something that's permitted in AR1 ground. Upon conferring with others and the Planning and Zoning Office and Council, they realized that it wasn't. So of their own volition, they submitted the conditional use application that was approved by County Council. And if you were to read through the conditions of that approval, you would see that it obviously indicates that all future structures would need to be properly permitted. As this board is aware, to use a manufactured home type structure as an office requires a special use exception under the zoning code, which is why the Walls have submitted this application for your review this evening. Like the rest of the site, the Walls obviously intend to maintain this manufactured home structure in a good fashion. The surrounding property, as you can see on that aerial overlay, is agricultural uses and residential uses. There are actually other manufactured home structures on either side of the property that are used in a residential capacity. Based upon the condition of the structure, the existence of this business on the property, the conditional use that was approved for it, the addition of a manufactured home type structure to be used as an office, which doesn't change the underlying use of the property or how it's actually been used for the last several years, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. The properties will continue to be used in their residential and agricultural capacity, as is shown on the aerial overlay. At this time, I'm going to ask that one or both of the Walls be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Curtis Walls. The address is 12937 Union Street Extended, Milton.
You wait right here. State your name and address for the record.
Travis Walls, 12750 Harvest Lane, Greenwood, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Before I ask the Walls to confirm that what I said was true and correct, I would note, I think I bypassed it when I was speaking. Tab 5 of the exhibit notebook is a site plan. It's actually the site plan that will eventually be submitted and hopefully approved by the Planning and Zoning Office. But if you look on there, you will see it in about the midway of the property, you will see 13x70 office trailer, which shows the location of the site behind actually a fence that's on the property. At this time, I'm going to ask the Walls if they are the owners of the property that's the subject of tonight's application.
Yes, we are.
And you've heard the application as it was presented by me, and it was what I said true and correct?
Yes, it was.
Is there anything that you would like to add to present to the board?
No. Any questions, be glad to answer them.
They've stolen my line. I was going to say that we're ready for any questions that the board may have.
Yeah. Mr. Contrell.
Well, this is a learning experience, I can tell you that.
Mr. Hutt, did you say how long they're going to keep this here? Are they planning on building something permanent in the future? Or?
Actually, they're asking for 5 years.
5 years?
I asked Mr. Walls that exact question about what their plans are for the future, and I'll let him speak to them.
Yeah, what we're doing, of course, you know, we started out as just a one-man company. Uh-huh. My son works with me now. We're growing, and we got to the point we need to put somebody in an office on site. But we're, you know, moving along at a slow pace because we don't want to overspend ourselves.
Okay. So, you know, after 5 years, you have to come back in here
again, sir.
If you have a problem with
something, sir.
Like that. But you're just planning on the 5 years.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Okay. Hopefully in 5 years we can do... Yeah, you know, we'll have three or four people to put in the office if we need something bigger.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Bartman?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
Is this actual the location that you operate from?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. And my other son lives in the house out front in that drawing. We have the house out front. He actually lives there. We like to keep somebody on site all the time.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Well, that was my question. If that was a residential structure,
Yes, sir, it is.
And what type of business is this?
Do we do? We pump and tank petroleum work on these retail locations. We service, install anything petroleum we do. We don't store on site. We don't sell fuel.
Okay.
We just maintain the equipment.
Because the name, I was curious as to whether.
Yeah. We get all kinds of calls for people wanting to buy fuel. We don't sell.
Right, okay.
Matter of fact, we went through that at the zoning board. That was a good question there, too, you know.
That is a good one. That was mine.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, we don't sell any fuel.
Great.
I guess you know our question, Mr. Hutt, is exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, how you say?
No, sir, I don't believe it will.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Sharp.
Just one, have you had any discussions with neighbors about this?
No, sir, we haven't, no.
No further questions, thank you.
For the record, Mr. Sharp, no neighbors objected to the conditional use application either at the Planning and Zoning Commission or at the County Council.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, the
excuse me.
The applicant, I think, has shown and suggests that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And and we did not hear any testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11908.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11908. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote
For a period of 5 years.
For a period of 5 years.
Say,
so by vote of 5-0, case number 11908 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Mr. Chairman, just as a matter of course, because that wasn't in the initial motion.
I would like to incorporate if
there could be a motion to withdraw the previous motion, have that accepted, and then just put the 5-year conditional on that.
I withdraw my motion and make a new motion for a period of 5 years.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, now I got a new motion by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11908 for a period of 5 years. Again, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Just wanted to give Mr. Mills a little.
It has been.
And aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11908, is approved. Okay, thank you, sir.